In the Kent School District, administrators had a difficult decision to keep all schools closed again on Monday after losing all of last week. Already they were looking at extending first semester by a week to fit in final exams. School district spokesman Chris Loftus says several schools were without power, and there were hazards, such as at Meridian Elementary.
You went there and there were some large trees that had fallen, taking down some lines, and we had caution tape, you know, around the trees and around the lines, and of course the power had been turned off to them and all that. So it was a safe environment, but still, it's, you know, when you're dealing with small children, there's no such thing as too much safety.
At the height of the storms, Kent had 27 schools without power. The worst damage has been at Kentwood High School. A large transformer blew out, and the repairs are substantial. Kent is the state's fourth largest school district. The downed trees are a big concern for kids who walk to school on these dark mornings and may find their sidewalks blocked. A number of colleges are facing major damage. At the Evergreen State College in Olympia, spokesman Jason Wettstein says classes have resumed, but it's an obstacle course.
You know, Evergreen's known for being a campus in the woods and having a lot of beautiful trees as part of what defines the campus, and a lot of those trees have broken down now.
They're littering streets and blocking pathways. Power came back at Evergreen by Friday evening, although some students who live off campus are still coming to school for hot showers. At Pacific Lutheran University, a swimming pool is closed indefinitely because of a crack in the roof. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.